grace, God's undeserved love for each and every one of us. Mercy, God forgiving us our sin for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. And peace, peace of heart, peace of mind, peace with God. All of these are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture before us today is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter reading, the 36th verse. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Heavenly Father, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We pray, Lord, that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Please be seated. Dear redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, one more week. Just one more week. In merely one week, well, then the true work begins. Once this week is over, we all get to prepare for finals. Now, I must say, in my 8 years between Bethany Lutheran College and the seminary, there have been many a final week I have prayed that this week would just pass by. But alas, every year I end up taking finals of some sort. And yet, when we look at our text, when we fully understand what Jesus Christ is talking about, I don't think he's referring to any finals that we might be taking this year. In fact, in this text, Christ is referring to the end as he talks to his disciples. Not the end of a school year, not the end of the church year, not even the end of the calendar year, but rather the end. The end is nearer each day that we are alive on this planet, and there is no stopping the closeness of the end. And as Jesus is preparing his disciples, he tells them to pray. Pray that they may be worthy to escape everything that is coming. But what is that? That's not found in our text, but if you go back a couple verses, to really understand what Christ is talking about, he tells his disciples and he tells us, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and care of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth." So really what Jesus is trying to tell us is that we need to be ready. We need to be ready for everything that is happening around us. Jesus tells us that we need to wary of the cares of this world, that we should avoid them at whatever cost we can, that we need to be ready. We need to focus so that we do not fall away from him. And what causes us to fall away from him? Drunkenness. The summer's coming up. There's probably more than a couple of you that are over the age of 21 in this audience, and some of you aren't. There's going to be lots of parties, lots of celebrations. There's going to be a lot of drunkenness around us. He also tells us, don't get involved in the cares of the world. Stay away from them. You know, worrying, what's going to happen after I graduate? Is there going to be a job for me? Is my job presently secure when this year is done? Do I have enough to make it through the summer? What if I don't get a job this summer? Do I really have the patience and ability for one or two or who knows how many more years of school? You see, so many problems and cares appear in our life, and they appear so frequently. And in our text, Christ is telling us to just avoid them. But then he gives us an understanding of how we're to approach even the notion of avoiding them. And what does he tell us? Pray. Pray that we are counted worthy to escape all these things. Pray to God that he would keep us safe from the carousing, from the drunkenness, and from the worry that envelops so much of the world. Pray that we are able to stay on the straight and narrow towards him and far away from that wide path that leads us in the opposite direction. And yet that's hard. I mean, don't get me wrong, prayer is easy. It's one thing to just pray to God, but to avoid life? To avoid sin? To avoid all these things that are happening around us? How can we do that? No matter how hard we try at this, no matter how much effort we put forth during the summer, we're going to fall into sin. We will not remain perfect all summer, and yet Jesus still encourages us. Encourages each and every one of us to pray. He would have us pray to God our Father to help us, to count us worthy, and to help us escape. But with the multitude of our sin, how is that even possible? With all that is going on around us, how is that even possible that we can do that? Well, we can't. But Jesus Christ did. It's possible because Jesus Christ lived the perfect life for each and every one of you. Never sinning, always trusting, always loving. And then when he had lived this perfect life and when he had lived it to the fullest, what did he get? He got death. And not just a nice natural causes kind of death. He got the worst of the sinner's death. Hanging on the cross because of all of our sin. That's what Jesus got for living the perfect life. And yet it is with that perfect life and innocent death that Jesus did everything that we cannot do. And after 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead, proclaiming his victory over death, hell, and Satan. Proclaiming that God had accepted his sacrifice for the payment for all sin. Proclaiming that each and every one of us will be in heaven. And it is through faith that we know all of this is true. We know this because of the faith that God has placed into each and every one of our hearts. We know this is true because God strengthens that faith when we read and when we hear his word, when we come forward and partake of his holy body and blood, and when we are baptized into his name. And it is in this faith that Jesus would have us pray. Pray that we are able to escape that which is coming. Pray that we are able to escape the sin that is in the near future, because the end is near. Every day that we live is one day closer to the return of Jesus Christ and seeing him face to face. And just like in our text, Christ would still encourage us today to pray. Pray that we are able to avoid the problems and the troubles that are coming, so that we would be counted worthy to stand before our Savior, Jesus Christ. And now for the part that I purposely left until the end. Christ tells us to do something else also. Watch. Jesus does not want us to go into the future unprepared or blind. He tells us to watch, to be awake, to be prepared, to be on alert. This is what Jesus would have us do. He doesn't want us looking forward to the future as blind fools or people who know nothing. He tells us to watch, to be prepared, to be aware. Jesus wants us to watch out for all the snares and traps that are going to be set before us. He wants us to watch and pray. He wants us on our guard. And that is the message that I would leave you with today. As we prepare for this upcoming summer and really for the rest of our lives. Watch and pray. Be prepared for all things that are coming your way. Watch for them, both the good and the bad. Pray about them, both the good and the bad. Watch that you are not falling victim to sin. Pray that you are able to escape that which is coming. Watch for the return of our Lord. And pray that you are worthy to stand before Him. Watch and pray. Only one more week. Just one more week. And then the rest of your lives begin. Watch and pray that God is with you always. Watch and pray that by faith you are counted worthy to stand before your Savior on that final day. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, world without end. Amen. Please rise for prayer. This morning in our prayer, we want to remember Linda Tigan and Mary Holbert, who are both recovering from surgery. In addition, we want to ask God to be with Ariana Emmons, sister of Gabrielle Emmons, who will undergo surgery today. We join our hearts in prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the gifts of modern medicine by which you bring healing to your servants Linda, Mary, and Ariana. According to your gracious will, be with them now and grant them a safe and speedy recovery from these procedures that they may continue to serve you. Make us always grateful for the health of body and mind that you alone can give. Above all, make us eternally grateful for the blessings of spiritual life which you have bestowed on us through the merits of your Son, in whose name we bring our petitions. Amen.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.